Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God that has joined us tonight,
and you still got time to call somebody and give them a number, say, hey, join us tonight because we're going to have a special time in the Lord because somebody's going to get healed, delivered, and set free. Hallelujah. Stronghold is going to be torn down. Some mountain is going to be removed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem Adonai. I love saying that, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peters, I need to ask you a question. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I know you're the answer person. Hallelujah. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, I hope I had the right answer.
All right. Can you give the housekeeping suggestions on today?
Yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. Hallelujah. Yes, get your Bibles, your composition notebooks, your pencils, your ink pens, erasers, your highlighters, and your communion elements. Get your cracker, your bread, your toast, your juice, water, milk, whatever you're going to take and use for communion. Hallelujah. And get the people that you want to stay in proxy for, get their names in your mind, so when we pray, you can call those names out to the Lord. And just an announcement, this coming Friday is supposed to be women's and men's fellowship from 7 to 8:30. Okay? Hallelujah. Just a little gentle reminder. Right now, get your textbooks out, because we're in class.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Textbooks, your Bibles, the Word of God, and your composition notebooks or whatever you're going to take your notes on and get something to write with and your communion elements. And don't forget our announcements. Thank you so much.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. And I want to make an even extended announcement. On Sunday, which is a Valentine's Day Eve, we're going to have a special, glory to God, special service. Oh, y'all got to make sure y'all tune in at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Peaches, I need, you know, we're getting ready to ask people to place people's names up into the atmosphere. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Yes. And when the blessings come down, is that a good day?
Oh, yes.
Is that a happy day?
Oh, yes.
Well, bless God. I'm glad you said that. Hallelujah.
Donald Carter. Hallelujah. Antoine Chase, Bonita Church.
Hallelujah.
Brenda Clark. Corinthia Marcella, Sandra Cole.
Devon Johnson.
Grace Thomas.
Brother Johnson. Jane
Mickey.
Hallelujah.
Mary and Danielle.
Please.
Elijah Curtis. Thomas Curtis.
Carrie. Hallelujah.
Prophet Cynthia.
Hallelujah.
Hilla Davis.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Donna. Donna. Desiree.
And another Tavon.
Okay. George Dow, Vincent
Downs. Another Tavon.
Laura Downs.
Hallelujah. Marla.
Marla Drumgold.
Another Earl.
Aunt Edmonds.
And another Earl Bird.
Gina Viola Talitha Wright. Loving, they probably could identify with the rapping, because he's a then that song, he's a rapper. Hallelujah. The young people, I just want to encourage y'all tonight to listen to your parents.
Yeah.
And I know they can, that's one group of people that can really pluck your nerves.
Mm.
You may think it, but you'll never tell your parents that. But sometimes the different things that they have to go over and over and over again, the things that they may have to warn you about, the things of life that they have to share with you, and things sometimes God will drop things in their spirit that they have to just mention to you. I am a parent, and my children were small at one time, and now I have grandchildren, that are very young. But when my children were young and in the home and I could instruct them, sometimes the Lord would just drop things in my spirit that he wanted me to share with them. And I said, Lord, every time I talk to them, I don't want to be, I didn't want it to sound like a reprimand or telling them something, because I know children get tired, and they may not come out of their mouth, but sometimes a child, you may want to say, well, dang, man, you done already told me that, you ain't got to tell me that, I'm not stupid, I'm not this, I'm not that, I know I'm smart, but young people, your parents are mandated by God to share certain things with you. They are mandated by God to give you the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Because if they don't give it to you, God is going to get them.
Oh, my.
God is going to get them. There are certain things in life, if they don't share with you, when you get out there on your own, when you're going to come across some evil people. You want to come across some people that don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to, may not even want to spare your life, or they aren't going to care what they, if they see that you have something that they want, they will do any and everything to get from you what you have if it's something that they want. And it may even come to the taking, trying to take your life. But the instructions that your parents have to give you, and they, when they instruct you in the word of God, they will instruct you even how to call on the name of Jesus to be able to get away from your enemy, or to even to subdue and to bound your enemy so that you can get away from them. So no matter how tiresome it may be to hear your parents tell you about the Lord or tell you stuff over and over again that you may have heard over again, you may have heard the preacher say it on Sunday. You may have heard a little church mother say it. You may have heard the Sunday school teacher say it. And then when you come home, your mother, God may drop in your parents' spirit to say the same thing to you. You may be thinking, my goodness, I'm not hard of hearing. Why do I keep hearing this? Why do y'all keep saying the same thing over and over again? It is because God wants you to hear it. God wants you to know that. It is the word of God. God wants you to know what his word says. And in Ephesians 6:1, it says, and let me share it with you, hallelujah, because God wants you to know what the word of God says. And when your parents share things with you, it's not that they're trying to bore you. They aren't trying to get you to run away from them. They don't want you. They aren't telling it to you just to be talking to you. But Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, I'm going to read it to you in another translation. In another Bible that may shed a little light on the scripture. This is called the Amplified. And it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord as his representatives, for this is just and right. Honor, esteem, and value as precious your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that all may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth.
Hallelujah.
If you want long life, you want the blessings of the Lord to follow you. And I'm going to tell you, there in Deuteronomy, the 28th, I'm going to read something to you. I'm not going to, I want you to go in and read the rest of it. I'm just going to read just a little bit. It has a multitude of blessings. And it says, Deuteronomy 28, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God may set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Young people, there's a whole list of blessings. But let me tell you, there's also a consequence that if you don't. So verse 1 to 14 is some blessings. But verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Okay? Then you have read from verse 15 on, and let you know what the curses are. Okay? Because there's a consequence. There's a consequence. Just like there's a consequence, just like when you're in school and the teacher gives you a lesson, let's say the things to study for a test. You know, you study for the test, and you don't get a good grade. Then, and while you're taking that test, you're at ease. Oh, yeah, I know this answer. I know this. And you're smooth sailing. Then, if you don't know that test, if you did not study, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be all tensed up. Oh, my goodness. And then when the grade time comes, when they pass out the grades, you know what you're going to get, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You know what you're going to get. And Deuteronomy, in the Amplified Translation, Deuteronomy 28, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all your commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beast, and the increase of your cattle. This is that when you go, when God bless you with a car, your car is going to be blessed. When you're in school, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed walking the street, walking to school, blessed walking home. Let's go all the way. All these blessings is going to follow you. Then, okay, and the 13th verse, it says, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and you are watchful to do them. Let's go to the 15th verse, because I read to the 15th verse in the King James Version. It says, but if you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Wow. So, young people, life don't have to be hard. Life don't have to be hard. I don't care what material possessions you may not have, what material possessions you may want. You may look like just like your buddies wearing the latest. God can bless you with the latest. You don't have to stand on the corner and sling to get the latest. Even if your parents can't afford to get your latest, God can bless someone else to bless you with the latest. God can bless a if you're in church, when you start going to church, the Lord can bless somebody in church to adopt you and just fall in love with you. Say, oh, you know what, baby, I want to take you shopping and bless you with the latest. You don't have to be, you don't have to sin to get the latest. You don't have to sin to get what God has for you. These material things, God says, you listen to his word. You obey his word, and his blessings will overtake you. He knows the desires that's in your heart. He knows how you want to look. He knows you want to have the latest gear on your feet and on your back and the latest hairstyles and whatever it may be. He doesn't want you to bow to the idols of this world to get those things. He said that when you walk upright before him, no good thing will he withhold from you. No good thing. Hallelujah. Give him back his word. Say, God, you said, if I did thus and so, you will bless me with the things that I need. You will give me the desires of my heart. And God will do it, young people. God will do it. Put God to the test. Give him back his word. Just like when you get in your little attitude sometime and you may want to sass your parent and say, well, mama, but you said that, blah, 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 blah. Tell God, Lord Jesus, you said if I did thus and so, that you would give me thus and so. And, Lord, I'm doing your will. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And, Lord, and I'm believing that you're going to give me just what I asked for, just what I need. Young people, God will do it. I'm a witness. I once was young, and I'm not going to say now I'm old. I am of a matured age, and I have seen God work in my life, and manifest his word has been manifested in my life. I've done what he said. I've listened to him. I've walked the way that he's wanted me to walk. Every I may not have been dotted, every T may not have been crossed, but you know what? The T's that I didn't cross and the I's that I didn't dot, the Lord forgave me for them.
Hallelujah.
And when you find yourself, you're falling, get back up, brush your knees off, say, Lord, forgive me, and keep right on going. Don't let nobody put you under condemnation. Hallelujah. Jesus still loves you. It's nothing that you can do to make him stop. Okay? Be blessed of the Lord and be encouraged to live for Jesus no matter what is going on around you. God will cover you with his blood. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. David said, I once was young and now I'm old, but I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I just want to let you know that God got you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God got you. Hallelujah. Listen to your parents, because they done been through stuff you haven't even dreamed of going through in this life. Hallelujah. Precious word. And you know what? I just want to tell your children, you can't make it without the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No way can we make it without him. Hallelujah. Thank God for the children's corner. Pastor Peaches, we appreciate that. The rich word for the children and for children from 5 to 50, from 7 to 70, and beyond. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to make a special announcement on this coming Friday between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. There will be a viewing of Mother Bertha Marie Johnson at the Doswell Cathedral Church of God in Christ, which is located 520 Whitmore Avenue, 520 Doswell Avenue. I think that particular block has two names. And it's from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And if you'd like to give your condolences, Peaches, this is her mother. Her mother transitioned at the young age of 99 years. And so we're praying for Pastor Peaches, of course, in her entire family, which I am indeed a part of. So we will be there from 3 to 6 on Friday for the viewing. And also on Friday at 7 p.m., we will continue with Men's Fellowship and Women's Fellowship. And hallelujah, I need to get you really geared up for Sunday. Sunday is going to be a spiritual blowout because you're going to be a tag team match with Pastor Peaches and myself, because Monday, they tell me, is a special day. What's Monday, Pastor Peaches? Do you know?
Tell me, Pastor.
Valentine's Day. Thank God. It's Valentine's Day. So to the married couples and those that would desire to be couples under the auspices of the Holy Spirit and leading and license of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to join in our service on Sunday at 3 p.m., we're going to have a time. It's going to be a time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we want you to kind of join us for that. Now, Pastor Peaches, I know you've been doing a lot of Herculean, carrying balls and bats and gloves and all kinds of stuff you've been dealing with, because we do understand that you're marching towards opening the daycare center, the before and after program, and all those kind of stuff eventually will be taking place. And you just seeing to the things of the church. And I tell you, my goodness, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm trying to figure out how many hands you have. And you could have been a juggler, because you sure doing a great job. And we appreciate what you do for the church, for the daycare center, for your family, for folk that ain't even, they're not related by blood, but they're related by love. And so we just thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor Peter. We just love you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we love you more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But at this time, I need to ask you another question. Hallelujah. I know you might be up to answering this question. What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Okay. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. And all of you listening to us right now, you've been prepared by Pastor Peaches earlier, giving the housekeeping suggestions. So we're going to go right into our Holy Communion. This is not a ritual. We don't look at this as being a ritual. Some churches look at it as being a ritual, and they usually save it for once a year or once a month, and they usually put it at the end of a service. But see, We put it at the beginning of the service. Why? Because it's the meal that heals. And we don't just do it once a year. We don't just do it once a month. We don't even just do it once a week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My wife and I, we do this every day. We have morning worship service every day at 7 a.m. I want you to understand it. And you can join us at that time. And if you would like to join us for that service at 7 a.m. every morning to worship songs and praise and sometimes testimonies and others are reading scriptures and giving words, you can do so. You got to write this number. It's a conference call number. I want to give it to you right now. It's 605-475-4800. That's 4800. Okay. That's 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849#. Again, that's 759-849#. Join us at 7 a.m. every morning, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 366 during leap year. Hallelujah. We do it every day of the year. We have morning worship.
Amen.
God bless you. And again, now is the time for Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for it, Lord God. We ask that you're blessed, anointed, sanctified in Jesus' name. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name, O God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30 says to examine yourself. The text to examine yourself. And when we think about Holy Communion, we think about examining ourselves. Hallelujah. And so we're going to do this right now for everybody that may feel a little queasy about taking Holy Communion. Hallelujah. We could ask God for forgiveness. Father God, forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all righteousness. You see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The most important covenant name of God, in Jesus' name, is Jehovah Tsidkenu. That's the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we ask you how to bless us right now and forgive us of our sins. We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight, every sin of omission and commission. Please forgive us as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, Lord, hallelujah. We look at the text today, tonight, and it says examine ourselves. And we comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We understand it through your word. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless thee, God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life, that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Hallelujah. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah, hallelujah, 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today. And one thing you put above yourself is your word of God. Hallelujah. One of the things you put above yourself is your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 138, verse 2, glory to God. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May the bush, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. My. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, my bush, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the same night to which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your word says, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, your healing already, oh God. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Glory to God. For the shakar of your life. Every hallelujah, every system of our bodies, hallelujah, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles, hallelujah, Lord, thank God, all over the world right now as I miracles happening right now, hallelujah. Signs and wonders following right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word said in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, and Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children, come on, money under the Moshaka, and the sheep of the pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. Oh, glory of us, our God. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread right now, right now, right now, right now, in that home, in that home, in that home, in that home, in that place of worship, in that place, hallelujah, that place of work, in that car, in that vehicle, hallelujah, wherever your people are, wherever those folk are crying out to you right now, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for healing in the camp today, oh God. Somebody needs to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because they've just been healed. You've just been healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took up, thank you, Jesus. He took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is my new inheritance. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12. verse 13 and verse 23. Mm. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Mm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, hallelujah, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sing along with me. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood. When I see blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless thee. Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bless be God the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. Holy glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us. Hallelujah. 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 Our past, present, and future sins. Hallelujah. Our missteps and mistakes. Our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Mm. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us already as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. My God, the Lord Shakaya. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We reverse the curse. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. In Jesus' name, fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, hallelujah, makes to no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My yada boshaka. There to my heart was the blood. Applied. Glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name, hallelujah. Glory to his name, precious name, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to is the name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God. We honor your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our family daily confessions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. But to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who is God?
Hallelujah. Use me for your glory today, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, touch these lips of clay. Let them speak with excellence and accuracy and boldness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let signs, wonders, and miracles follow the word that shall be sown tonight in Jesus' name. Let there be breakthroughs, hallelujah, and healings and deliverances, hallelujah, and miracles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give back 36 and 100 fold the harvest of the seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Satan, you're defeated already. We curse you from the root. You're bound in Jesus' name. That's it. Get out. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the glory. We give you the honor and the praise. It's yours in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is the pause. And a teaching about faith. This is number 10 about faith. Is that right?
Amen.
All right. And we talk about igniting your faith.
Amen.
I've got to share something with you. Because, see, y'all don't care, really don't understand the significance of living by faith. Romans 1:17 and Galatians 3, it was at 3:10. Says the just shall live by faith. That means if you don't have faith, if you're not going to live by faith, then what's going on? Hallelujah. You're not going to make it if you don't live by faith. If you consider yourself a child of the king. Hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 20. I'm already got off the off the list. I'm going to get you to do the list. But go to Proverbs 20. Proverbs 18, verse 21.
All right.
Proverbs 18:21.
Amen. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Boom. Stop. That's it. Y'all thought that death and life was in God's hands. Yes, he's sovereign, but he's given us authority, and he said it in his word. Death, read that again, what you just read.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Who's, okay, and we talked about the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Romans 1:17, Galatians, I think, 3:10.
3:11.
Thank you. Thank you. 3:11. The just shall live by faith. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Have you gone to someplace in your life? Like Ezekiel, and you saw a valley of dry bones, been there a long time. But death and life is in the power of the tongue. What was that scripture again? Proverbs 18:21. Is that what that said?
Yes. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
All right. So you love death, well, you're going to eat the fruit thereof, but you love life. And when God took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones, didn't prophesy to those bones, did he? He told Ezekiel to say something, because Proverbs 18:21 says what?
Oh, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Whose tongue?
Yours.
That's why I've been talking to you about faith. You can't live this life without faith, baby. Now, we talked about knowledge. Five types of knowledge, and I want you to understand that. Now, some of you have been reading the Bible for a long time. Learned knowledge. And unless it's discerned to you, or you get revelation or realty, it's just information.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you read Tom and Jerry or The Tales of Two Cities or some other book, War and Peace or whatever. It's just information unless you get the second part of knowledge. It's discerned or revealed knowledge. This is via the Holy Ghost. So, baby, it's not enough. This is Papa Bird talking to you. It's not enough to just read the word that's learned knowledge. I could take you down to any prison in this United States and talk to anybody that's been in prison for 5 years or more, and they can quote you more scripture than the preacher on a Sunday morning could do. But it's just information to them if they haven't accepted Christ as their personal Savior. Do you hear him saying it's just information? You can't stop with learned knowledge. It's not enough for you to read your word. You got to meditate on it. The Bible says day and night. Meditate means read the same scripture.
Over and over again.
Over and over again until you get something out of it. It jumps off the page at you.
Amen.
Let me go down the list of knowledge again, because that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about how you like your faith. All of that is saying something. The Holy Ghost says something. You read what God said. Hallelujah. You say what God did. Hallelujah. Somebody tell you what God did in their life. Testimony. We already went through that. But now you got to understand. You are responsible for your life. Because what does Proverbs 18:21 say? Life and death is in the power of whose tongue?
Your tongue.
And then in Romans, glory to God, 1:17 and Galatians 3:11.
The just shall live by faith.
And see, faith takes action.
Amen.
Takes you saying something. It was not enough for God to have the creation in his heart. He had to say something. And when he finished, everything that ever would be in this world was created. Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
I know I done said this a couple times. Somebody said, well, look here, they done made cars. Look, the Bible, I get tickled every time I say this. The Bible says in Genesis that God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden. He said, okay, what about airplanes? Go to Ecclesiastes. Don't you go there. But go to Ecclesiastes 10:20. It talks about hollering, your words have been taken by the birds to other parts of the world.
Amen.
So ain't nothing new under the sun. Come on now.
Amen.
Listen, learn knowledge. It's good. You start with the manufacturer's manual. That's good. But it's not enough just to read it because it's just information. You've got to meditate on it, and it becomes discerned or revealed knowledge. So you got let me go down the list so make sure you got it, because I've been saying this about three different. You got learned knowledge, discerned knowledge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge. Those are the areas of knowledge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Learned knowledge is just information. Hallelujah. But discerned knowledge or revealed knowledge is revelation. Glory to God. You can put that in the notes too. It's revelation. Revealed knowledge is revelation. Epiphany, whatever they want to call it. Hallelujah. You college folk. Maybe you call it an epiphany, but you're going to get some discernment from your meditating on the word of God. Then activity. Now, once you get the revelation, it's not enough to get the revelation. The Bible says in James, what? James chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 25, don't be just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. I know Pastor Peaches, we didn't read the scriptures, but that's all right. I'm winging it from here. Is that all right? Glory to God. Put on your other boat, shout out. Activity knowledge is you doing the thing. Do what God said. Do what was revealed to you. Do what you learned. You got some information, turned it into knowledge. You discerned it. It was revealed to you. You got revelation. Now do it. Don't talk to me. Oh, Lord, I'm just waiting on the Lord. Lord, God's waiting on you. He gave you everything that you needed to be great in this life. You got to see it with the eyes of your faith and get to step in. Put some wheels on your faith. Put some feet to your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Modern knowledge. See, sometimes we need to see it in action. So that's why we look for somebody to model. You know, in school, I told you this, in school when you start copying, they kind of hit you. The world kind of hits you. Oh, that's not right. That's called plagiarism. But it's glory to God. In the spirit realm, when you find somebody following Christ, that's called copying the right cat. That's called, hallelujah, following somebody as they follow Christ. That's called modeling knowledge. They're doing what it's been revealed to you in the word to do. You find somebody that's doing what was revealed, the revelation you got, follow them. Then do what they do. Say what they say. And see, y'all got to be speaking out of your mouth. Jean-Martin Charcot is the father of modern neurology. And he said, in essence, when you speak, your whole body listens to you. Your cells, your nerves, your whole everything listens to you. If you say, oh, I feel bad, you will start feeling worse. But if you say, you know, I got the joy of the Lord, even though you may feel bad, suddenly things start to happening in your body. Jean, oh, by the way, that stands for John. That was French, but stands for John in English. He said, if you speak it, your body will try to conform to what you said. Boy, that's in the Bible. My God. The scientist, the father of neurology, says that your cells listen to you.
Amen.
Antibodies start flowing. Hallelujah. A comfort, relaxation starts flowing when you speak to yourself. And they're talking about saying it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking about saying it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Put a somebody at your cutting down. You in class, and the teacher asks you a question, and you answer in your mind. Are you going to get a good grade on that? Or will the teacher know what you're talking about? Unless she can remind, I don't think she could. But, you know, I think it might be good for you to say it out loud. And that's why God said it out loud. And God said, come on, y'all, how many times are we going to say, be like him as a dead child? Be a doer of the word. Activity knowledge. Do the thing. Modeling knowledge. To copy the right cat. Somebody that's following God. Somebody that's standing on the promises of God. Somebody, hallelujah, that's following Christ. Hallelujah. Copy that cat. They're copying the wrong cat. Copying somebody in the world. The Bible says, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, listen to this. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. A living sacrifice. The whole body, not a half body. It didn't say half, did it? It didn't say a quarter body. It says your body's a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable in God, which is a reasonable service. And then verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. don't do what the world do. But be ye what?
Transform.
Change your stuff. Hallelujah. Go with what the folks say in ballet, a shamar, something, which means to change. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what that is, that good and that perfect, acceptable will of God. That's the way you need to be in the will of God. Model after the spiritual man, somebody who's walking with Christ, hallelujah, who's talking with Christ, who's speaking words of wisdom, who's speaking words of life. And then you know what the last one is? Come on now, I got to go, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Teaching knowledge, hallelujah. Yeah. See, like teaching knowledge, somebody said, well, what's the teaching knowledge? That's it. Look here. All I said to you, Brother Don, Gary Don Wilson, or Sister Glenda, or Minister Linda, if I told you tomorrow you could have to teach what I just taught, you would have been keeping the notes slightly differently. Is that right? Oh, say amen, Sister Linda. Minister Linda, say amen. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because if you wasn't going to say it, I know Faith was going to say it. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's teaching knowledge. And God's going to teach you, show you how to teach to somebody. Because, glory to God, 2 Corinthians 5:17, I think it's 5:17, says we are ministers of reconciliation. It didn't say a few of us, did it? In fact, go to 2 Corinthians 5 and see if you go to 16 and then to 17. I need to go there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
16 and 17?
Yeah. Start with 16 and see what that says.
Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more.
I'll read 17. It's 17 I'm looking for.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ,
that's it. Okay.
He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
I'll read 18.
And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, and have given us, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
All of us. 17. Read 17 again, because some folks say, well, that's not me. I'm not a minister. It's somebody else. Go ahead. Read 17 again.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ.
Oh, wait a minute. Any man?
Any man.
Okay, go ahead.
He is a new creature.
A new creature, new creation. Go ahead.
Old things are passed away.
Old things. Our old self. Our old timid self, come on, our old bashful self, our old boastful self, boasting on the world, is gone. What's going on? Come on now.
Behold, all things are become new.
A few things become new, is that right?
All things become new.
And then go ahead and read some more.
And all these, and all, wait a minute. Things,
18, yes.
Okay, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
We are connected to Christ. We are connected to God by Christ, okay? And because of that, go ahead.
And have given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
We have a ministry. I don't care who you are. You may be the janitor of a church. You may be the usher of a church. You may be the bookkeeper of a church. You may be, hallelujah, a parishioner sitting in the pew of a church. But guess what? He's given to who?
That's the ministry.
Us means all those who became the new creatures.
Amen.
Go ahead, read some more.
God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Hallelujah.
Not in putting their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Hallelujah. And there is a scripture, I think, is it 19 or 20? 21. But look at 19. It talks about ambassadors. We are ambassadors.
Now then, we are ambassadors.
Stop. Who's the we?
We. You, me.
That's everybody that has became a new creature in Christ?
Yes.
Read that again. We are.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God.
We are ambassadors. We are part of the kingdom of heaven. We are now ambassadors in the kingdom of God here on the earth. And we must need do the job. And what's our basic job? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Being ministers of reconciliation. But here's the key here. You got to see that you can't do none of this without faith. Pastor Peaches, those scriptures that we had, the scriptures that we had for Sunday, can you just go down the list of those scriptures?
Proverbs 1, Corinthians 3, verses 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12, verses 1 and 4. Job chapter 22, verse 28.
Mm.
Genesis chapter 1.
Mm.
Mark 11, verses 23 and 24.
Praise God. Now that first scripture, read that one. Get to that
Proverbs 1:7. All righty. That says,
hallelujah.
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge.
This knowledge that we're talking about is predicated on you having a reverential fear of God. Now, in Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you've got to understand that you've got to, God, you are God, and I honor you. You are sovereign. You are Almighty God. You are Yahweh. You are all that in a bag of chips. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude. Hallelujah. Bad means good. What's a B-A-D-D with two D's? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look, but you got to understand that you cannot make it in this life without faith.
Amen.
You can't, because see, you say, well, death and life is in God's hands. No, it's in your hands. You say, well, that's not. Well, look here, those folks that committed suicide. Death and life was in whose hand? They shot themselves.
Yep.
Death and life is in the power of the tongue. You got to decree and declare things, because what you say, how you ought to say what God said. That's why we want you to the learned knowledge, then the revealed knowledge. You got to know that so you can refer back to you. Give the angels move at the voice of the Lord, the words of God. It's not about your emotions. You know, one person told me that they only believe God is with them when they can feel something tactily in their spirit. Mm-hmm. You don't have to feel anything to know that God's word is true. Mm-hmm. God's word is true whether you feel something or not. Mm-hmm. It's comfortable to feel something. You know, every time you said the Jesus, you know, you felt something going on the inside and the prayer wheels turning and lightning and thunder and earthquakes. That'd be nice, you know, but that ain't going to happen all the time. You're going to wake up in the morning and feel absolutely nothing. But it doesn't change God's word. God's word didn't come with emotion. It came with his promise. Stop trying to search for an emotion. Stop searching for the word of God and what God said. And he said in his word in Isaiah 43:26, bring me in the remembrance of what I said that you may be justified. Chawokardia, looking for emotion, and God is looking for somebody to just say what I said.
Amen, amen.
Because if you said what I said and do what I did, you'll get what I got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time for y'all to stop playing church. Trying to play. You know, Lord, I'm just waiting on you. God waiting on you. God's waiting on you to use your imagination and see yourself whole, healed, and collected. Your hands moving right. You know, when your hands were withered and whatever was bound up and what was maimed is now straight and whole and healed. God's waiting for you to see that with the eyes of your faith. He says, bring all forth. Hallelujah, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Bring all forth into the obedience of Christ. What's God, Christ's obedience? He said, I healed them all.
Amen.
They brought everybody, maimed, the withered, the lepers, everybody, and he healed them all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants you to know that he healed you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read another scripture. What's the next scripture?
Philippians 3:13-14.
Okay. Okay. I know. Forgetting old things. You don't have to go there. Go to the next one. Forgetting old things with y'all behind. I don't care what church you were a part of and they didn't teach faith. And what church, you know, well, just go. And I'm not knocking all night prayer. But if you know what you know, it'll take you 60 seconds, and you don't have to waste your time praying all night long. All you got to do is say, Jesus, you said, and I thank you that your angels are encamped around me. Angels, go do it, and it's done. People are wasting their time and your time with all night. It sounds good. It sounds very religious, but that's what it is. The form of godliness, but denying the power. The power is... Proverbs 18:21 says what? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You got to say something to live. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what we shared tonight. Let it bless somebody's heart today in Jesus' name. We praise your name. We glorify your name. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to drop us a communication, if you'd like to even call us after the broadcast is over, hallelujah, if you need the list of scriptures, please feel free to dial 410-444-5152 if you'd like to give your heart over to Jesus Christ. Please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. It's just that easy. You are now saved. Give us a call. Let us know that you need a Bible. You want to be able to read the Word of God. So you'll be able to follow the scriptures along with us. Hallelujah. You need the communion elements. Let us know you need the communion elements. Hallelujah. We'll make some arrangements of getting these things to you. Hallelujah. We want you to grow in Christ Jesus. Give us a call. If you want to drop us a line, communication, please address your envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, you know, somewhere in the Word it says that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, but you know what? I thank God. Who's in the house?
JC!
Died on the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.